My guest at this time is Florida Congressman Ted Yoho, a Republican representing the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District. He's also been a leading voice against the president's unilateral action on immigration. He joins me now to discuss the latest developments in the debate over funding the Department of Homeland Security and defunding the president's action, which critics say amounts to executive amnesty for some 5 million adults in the country illegally. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
You and I just talked about this several days ago. What happened, of course, is that the House last month passed a bill to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security, with the exception of the president's unilateral action on immigration. The Senate tried to move that bill, couldn't get the 60 votes to move it. So now Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has decided to take a two-bill approach, one to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security, including the president's program, and then a separate bill to get the Senate on record about defunding the amnesty program here, which is unlikely to get the 60 votes. What do you make of the McConnell approach?
The more I look at it, the more I hear about it, I can't support it. You know, the leverage that we had was we funded DHS like we're supposed to, like we've been sent up here to do the people's business. It went through authorization, it went through appropriations, and we funded it at 100%. And we put in there blockage of any activity by the president to exercise or to go forward with his illegal, unconstitutional amnesty that he did on November 20th. And to separate those takes that leverage away, and I think it's a huge mistake. We've got the law on our side, and for the Senate not to stand up and do what's right, I just think it's wrong. And I think some other options that they could have done, I know we're not serving the American people properly by doing that.
They've already started debate on the bill to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security. That procedural hurdle, which normally takes 60 votes to clear in order to start the debate, passed 98-2. Only two Republicans voted against that, so it looks like it's probably going to pass in the Senate. What's your read on the House?
I know there's a lot of consternation over here. There's people that, you know, they have the same concerns I do, that they want it. If we take that out, there's no leverage to make the president stop what he's doing illegal, you know, and I know we have that judge's order, but if they get that rescinded, then the president will go on and give green cards 5 million people here. And that's not the problem. I mean, that, as bad as that is, what's worse is by America's policies he's created around the globe, that America has a global policy of unenforcement on immigration, that you can come here any way you want to come here, and we're going to get you a work permit so that you're here legally. Those people will start competing for our, you know, the American citizens, they'll start competing with them for jobs, and they're here legally. And without securing a border and enforcing laws on the book, this is a terrible way to go forward. And it's reckless for this president to do it. And that's why I like people like you and your show, because it's a voice going out to the American people, and they need to get involved and engaged on this and demand those senators stand up and do what's right by America and by our rule of law.
Congressman, I spoke with you. I spoke with a lot of other folks who share your opinion on this over the past few weeks when it was unclear whether the Senate would get to the 60 votes. Now that we know they can't, what should be the strategy instead of what they're doing? Over the past few weeks, the response has generally been, well, I don't want to talk about a plan B because we really want to see if the Senate can get this through, and then we won't need the plan B, but we are talking about options behind the scenes. Now that plan A clearly isn't going to work in the Senate, what would you rather see Senator McConnell and Speaker Boehner push?
If they pushed anything, if they're going to do this, and again, I don't like this option, but I'd like to see them push blocking the president's executive order of November 20th and pass that first and have the president sign that and then do DHS funding.
What do you make of Speaker Boehner right now? There are reports out there that say he likes the McConnell plan. You've obviously had your back and forth with the Speaker. You were pretty happy with him about a week and a half ago when he was talking about holding firm. The House did its job. It's up to the Senate now. What do you make of his apparent embrace of this?
I haven't talked to him this afternoon. We talked this morning in conference, and he said he had not seen what the Senate was going to send over. So we'll just have to see what the new proposal is.
As you know, sir, the argument, and it's been this on other funding showdowns in the past, is that, well, we have to do this because the media will blame Republicans for the shutdown. That's what happened in 2013. And even though right now it's Senate Democrats that are obstructing the DHS funding bill, the Republicans are still going to get blamed for it in the media, so we really don't have any choice. How do you respond to that argument from some Republicans?
Well, if we get blamed for that like we did last time and we win the largest majority in 90 years, I'll take that kind of blame because the American people are smart enough to figure out who really did what. And we stood on the side of the law. We stood on the side of doing what's right, what's correct for our country. And I mean, and standing with the Constitution. And I don't see how anybody can fault it. And I think they spoke loud and clear in November. And I think the president and his party are going to have a price to pay if they keep trying to push rules and try to change laws by fiat. You're going to see the American people wake up.
Last question for you, sir. And you mentioned the court case that's still out there and then the injunction that's currently placed on the president's program. But if, in fact, the Senate approach that's happening right now is what happens from the legislative branch, has the president effectively won this fight unless the courts side with you?
No, I don't think he's won this fight. There's other things that we can do, and all I can say is stay tuned and see what we can do to prevent them. Because, again, this is not the way to fix immigration. And if the president truly wants to fix immigration, in fact, we've been on the news saying I'd be happy to sit down with him. We've got a four-step process that could fix this if they would come to the table.
Well, we'll be happy to check in with you, sir, as that process moves forward. Thank you very much for your time, as always.
Greg, appreciate it. Have a great day. Bye.
Florida Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, one of the leading voices against the president's unilateral action on immigration. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.